Hello everyone. Now that we have understood the scope of AI in healthcare services and stakeholders, let us go ahead and understand the core concept of AI technologies. So now going ahead, core concept is basically the prime where around which the AI technologies are built. So understanding core concepts is very important when we want to understand more about AI technologies. So let us understand the objectives. So, providing a basic understanding of artificial intelligence and associated technologies and robotics. So, in this chapter, we are going to understand the basics of artificial intelligence. Because before going ahead, we should always understand the basic concepts. And we are also going to talk about technologies and robotics. Robotics, which plays an important role and which is a new evolvement with regards to the artificial intelligence. We are going to explore the basics of big data, understand big data, cloud computing, and importance of cloud computing in big data analytics. So understanding the big data, large data, and how it is stored, what are the importance of cloud computing, we are going to cover up everything in this next few slides. So let us understand and introduce you to how AI evolved. So AI winter period from 1970s through 1990s, the period of reduced funding, reduced interest and unmet expectations. The neural networks gained popularity during this period. Advent of big data and advancements in computational power fueled resurgence of AI. The deep learning utilized complex neural networks with multiple layers to achieve breakthrough in the task like image and speech recognition. So, in this period between 1970s to 1990s, there was a lot of things which were happening in regards to the data. There was a big data which was getting evolved. Deep learning, complex neural networks were getting evolved with the multiple layers to achieve breakthrough in the task like image and speech recognition. And now, voice assistants and recommendation system became embedded in everyday life. Generative AI, a significant step forward in the field of AI with the launch of ChatGPT end of 2022 by OpenAI and recently DeepSeek by a Chinese company. We all are using ChatGPT nowadays and we know how it has evolved. Previously, when we would, chat, it would be a human chatting with us. But now with AI evolvement, we have a robot talking to us, which is all because of the data, the analysis, and then evolvement of a new technology. With a ChatGPT, we have all the data at a one click. Today, if I want to make a presentation or I want to search a particular data, I don't have to go to Google, but I can just type that words on ChatGPT and get number of references, the read articles where I can go through them with, which is also concise for a better understanding. So ChatGPT in 2000, it evolved into at the end of 2022 and it helped us in better evolvement of particular data. So generative AI focuses on creating new content such as text, images, music, or even codes. So with the help of AI, we can create new content. We just have to, type certain words and a bot itself works to create a new data. Now, gone are the days where we would manually write the data, manually write the codes. We used to think, we used to research. Everything was done, manually, where while one person was working on the same project in India, the same project was taken care in UK, but they were not connected. The research was not connected. But now, yes, with generative AI focuses on creating new content and it also help us, coming to a point where we can help each other in creating better research and in better evolvement. So artificial intelligence, the definition has evolved with time. It has evolved over years. John McCarthy, recognized as a father of artificial intelligence, defined AI as the science and engineering of making intelligent machines. So when he defined AI, it was the science and engineering of making intelligent machines which will help in day-to-day life. Yes, the approach was very different to the approach now, and the way it has evolved with a vision of Mr. John McCarthy. AI is defined as the ability of digital computer or computer controlled devices to perform tasks commonly associated with intelligent human beings. In general, the intelligence is built into machines like robots, which is then demonstrated by the machines, is known as artificial intelligence. So now we have robotic surgeries as an example of it. Robots are performing surgeries with AI data or AI enabled intelligence. It is the stimulation of natural intelligence and machines that are programmed to learn and mimic the actions of humans. So with this data, what we do is we create the machines that are programmed to learn and mimic the actions of humans. So these machines, like I spoke about robotic surgeries, the robot mimics the actions of humans and performs the surgery, which are more precise, which reduce the blood loss, which provide quick recovery, less of infections. So it is overcoming the natural, it is replacing the humans or overcoming the humans and strengthening, or I would say strengthening the humans to provide a better care. So these machines are able to learn with experience. So if you need to develop an AI and perform human-like tasks and adapt new situations, improve performance over time without being explicitly programmed. So these machines are able to work only with experience. So if I put a data of one day, do you think the machine will work? No. The machine needs loads and loads of data, loads and loads of experiences, which further is going to provide new situations and improve the quality. So for example, I am working on a project called digitalization, AI-based consent digitalization. So when I am talking about this project here, right now I am in a stage where I am collecting loads of data. Loads of data is being analyzed, and in future, with a particular word, all the risk and complications of that particular surgery will be automatically typed in that particular consent form. So it is going to evolve. Currently, it is in the stage where I am collating the data. I am collecting enough data where in future, it will automate the process of consent. It will evolve with the time. So the ultimate goal of AI is to create machines that can simulate human intelligence. So while current problem here, I would say, was, they are taking consents or they are performing upright procedures, there are gaps where, all risk and benefits are not typed or they are not mentioned, which leads to a lot of complications later in regards to, issues in regards to the patient's care. So this is going to overcome it. And this is with the help of AI what we are going to do. So the ultimate goal of AI is to create machines. We are going to create a machine which will simulate human intelligence, include reasoning, problem solving, and creativity. So artificial intelligence, the applications and devices equipped with AI can see and identify objects. So I spoke about the precision clinic where the robotics see, identify object and then work on it. It understands and responds to human language. They understand the pain. So there is a company which does a physiotherapy at home. So in that particular company, the physiotherapy of the patient, you have to just on the machine, it helps you. It basically captures the movements you are doing with the capture and analysis with the movements which are to be done, and tells you that how you need to improve and currently what is, how much stiffness you have or what are the current condition of physiotherapy level you are going through. And of course, it goes on increasing the level of exercises and improves in a better recovery where it is not person dependent. So basically, it sees and identifies the person. It understands to and responds to human language. So if there is a pain, it may reduce the intensity of the exercise. Learn from the new information and experience. So there is a lot of information which is, you know, transferred or exchanged, which helps us in learning from them. So it makes a detailed recommendation to users. As I spoke about this physiotherapy experience, where detailed recommendation is made to the users and the experts. So a lot of information is passed between the patients and the machine, and eventually it back end it is collected, collated, analyzed, and it helps in improvement of the machine. So artificial intelligence is always evolving with maximum data, which is uploading day by day, every second what data we are capturing. It is evolving, it is reducing the errors, it is improving the outcomes. So it acts independently, replacing the need for human intelligence or intervention. Like now we have a self-driving car. You just have to sit in the car and it drives you to the places without a driver, and you are safe. It takes care of. It does stop if there is a woman crossing the road. It stops by itself. Which, you know, the dependency on the human reduces here. So it acts independently. There is no, involvement of any other human in there. So it performs a task associated with humans' cognitive function, such as pattern recognition, identifying images, speech interpretation, and playing games. So nowadays I start playing chess with a robot, and oh, it's so much fun. The moment I try to challenge him, the way the robot responds and plays with me, it's one of the interesting things. Previously, I would not able to do certain activities because, of course, it's a two people game, and no one had so much interest in that particular game, which would leave me not doing that. But now with the robotic involvement, I can play with the robot and it is fun. So it performs like a human. It is exactly like a human who is playing in front of me. You can adjust, of course, the difficulty levels as per your knowledge. And yes, it's fun. It's fun. It's evolving. And it is helping me get through, enjoy my favorite game now. So it also identifies objects, like we spoke, if it's a driverless car now we have it. Stops if it identifies a human passing, crossing the road. It stops by itself. So it reduces the accidents. It recognizes the pattern. So it recognizes the pattern of a person and adjusts itself accordingly. So AI system typically learn how to do so by processing large amount of data. That I've been saying since my first chapter itself, that there is a lot of data which is involved when you think that AI needs to evolve. It understands the patterns and creates the model, and then also starts taking own decisions for their own decision making. So that decision making is based on the large amount of data, what is filled by us or what is filled within time by time. So let us talk about few examples of artificial intelligence. So how it helps in financial services, do you think? It helps in fraud detection. It provides personalized customer services. So nowadays, you get a lot of, banking calls where you get a message from AI-based technology that do you want a telephonic service or WhatsApp services for you? And it helps you, and understand, few years back, I wanted to do some banking transaction. I had so many queries regarding that particular transaction, and I was trying to, connect to the customer care, and I ended up nowhere. I was frustrated at the end, and it was so irritating that I was not getting through the call from the customer service. The line was always busy. There was waiting of almost 30, 40 minutes, which made me more angry, irritable. But now it's become so easy with AI based technology. I get a message on a click, which is connected to AI services, and I get the information I want at the tip of my finger. So it helps in financial services. It provides personalized customer services. My data is confidential. It is only between me and my bot. So provide, and it provides the customer service. Of course, the data is not as confidential as we think, because yes, it is collecting the data. So further, I would say manufacturing. So manufacturing industries, let's take an example. It enables predictive maintenance by predicting faults before they occur. So when I say predicting maintenance by predicting faults, what is it? So whenever they, you know, analyze the data, basically they analyze the data when your machine needs a preventive maintenance, whether the machine is working to its same level of forces or the processes are appropriately followed. If not, it enables and predicts that a maintenance is required or there is certain fault in the machine. It helps us manage supply chain. As I told before in the previous chapter, it helps us predict the requirement of a particular pharmaceutical products or a particular stock requirement, and it helps us manage the supply chain. So I know, you know, in place of Mumbai, I need almost stock of 1,000 injections, and while in Delhi, I need 5,000 injections. So I will ensure that I supply it in that particular manner and not just dump 5,000 injections in Mumbai and 5,000 in Delhi, because my Delhi stock says 5,000. It helps me in better supply chain management. Healthcare, drug discovery, of course, and diagnostics. It has evolved to a next level where diagnosis can be done precise. I told you there is a technology which reads the MRI reports and is able to diagnose and do reporting, clinical reporting of that particular report, which helps in precision, which cannot be seen through a human eye or can be a human error, does not happen in AI based technologies. So it helps in precision medicine, it helps in robotic surgery, it helps in drug discovery by analyzing the data of research, clinical research, and later predicting the pros and cons and basically the effectiveness of that particular drug. And this happens only due to the large data analysis done through artificial intelligence. The consumer empowerment, smartphone assistants, we all are used to it. We like talking to Siri and we like talking to Alexa. Nowadays, kids, you know, just have fun talking to these two females. It helps, you know, in a daily work. It helps coordinating. It helps, you know, there are chat boards, there are variables, there are vacuum machines or mop machines which are AI based. You just have to set a certain, you know, adjustments or the timers, and it works by itself and it works wonderfully. There are self-driving cars, and we have spoken about the cars enough now. So let's move ahead and understand data science. Big data analysis to study patterns. Yes, we require big data to study patterns. We analyze and then gain insights and predict future outcome. This has widespread applications in space research, commerce, security, clinical research and development, social media analysis, healthcare, demographic study, disaster management, and all possible fields that require data analysis. So let me give you an example of one of it. So I recently, someone sent me a link where I had to just upload my photo, and that photo uploaded gave my appropriate age, gave my appropriate location, gave my appropriate choice and interest, which further is used by the marketing industry. And the moment we open Facebook, we can see ads running through which are appropriate to what we are thinking we may require. So that was a wonderful example of AI I wanted to share with you all. So let's move ahead and understand the types of artificial intelligence. So types are based on capability. So artificial intelligence can further be divided into two types, that is types based on capabilities and types based on functionalities. So now type based on capabilities are narrow AI, general AI, and super AI. And type based on functionalities are reactive machines, limit memory, theory of mind, self-aware AI. So all of these we are going to study in the next few slides. There are three types of artificial intelligence. One is artificial narrow intelligence, artificial general intelligence, and artificial super intelligence. We have currently only achieved narrow AI. As machine learning capabilities continue to evolve, the scientists get closer achieving general AI. Theories and speculations regarding the future of AI are circulating. There are two main theories to it. One theory is based on a fear of this dystopian future where super intelligent killer robots take over the world, either wiping out the human race or enslaving all of humanity, as are depicted in many science fiction narrative. The other theory predicts more optimistic future where humans and bots work together, humans using artificial intelligence as a tool to enhance their life experience. So now let us understand artificial narrow intelligence in depth. So artificial narrow intelligence is also referred to as weak AI, the only type of intelligence we have successfully released to date. Narrow AI is goal-oriented, designed to perform singular tasks, that is facial recognition, speech recognition, driving a car or searching the internet, and is very intelligent to completing the specific task it is programmed to. Consider the speech and language recognition of Siri, the virtual assistant on iPhones, vision recognition of self-driving cars, and recommendations that suggest products you may be like based on your purchase history. So all this come under narrow AI machine intelligence. So now few examples of narrow AI are Siri by Apple, Alexa by Amazon, Cortana by Microsoft, and other virtual assistants. The image recognition softwares, disease mapping and prediction tools. Now, artificial general intelligence, also referred to as strong AI or DAI, is the concept of machine with general intelligence that mimics human intelligence and behaviors with the ability to learn and apply its intelligence to solve any problem. The AGI can think, understand, and act in a way that is indistinguishable from that of a human in any given situation. The researchers and scientists have not yet achieved strong AI. To succeed, they would need to find a way to make machine conscious, programming full set of cognitive abilities. The machine would have to take experiential learning to the next level and not just improve efficiency on singular tasks. The strong AI uses the theory of mind AI framework, which refers to the ability to discern needs, emotions, beliefs, and thought processes of other intelligent entities. Now, the artificial superintelligence, that is ASI, that doesn't just mimic or understand human intelligence and behavior. ASI is where machines became self-aware and surpassed the capacity of human intelligence and ability. Superintelligence has long been the muse of dystopian science fiction in which robots overrun, overthrow, or enslave humanity. The concept of artificial superintelligence sees AI to evolve and be so akin to human emotions and experiences that it doesn't just understand them, it evokes emotions, needs, beliefs, and desires of its own. So, type of AI based on functionalities, that is, reactive machines, limited memory in AI, theory of mind, and self-aware of AI. So AI can be further classified on the basis of the functionalities into the various types. That is reactive AI, limited memory AI, theory of mind AI, and self-aware AI. Now talking about relative AI, it's the most basic type of AI. It is designed to respond to specific inputs. So, when you add some specific inputs, it predetermines the outputs and does not have the ability to perform memories or learn from the past experiences. So, reactive AI operates solely on the present data. So, whatever the current data is, it works only on that and it makes the decision based on the immediate information and it does not learn from the past experiences. So the key characteristic of reactive AI is no memory, task specific, lack of understanding of the context. Now let's take an example of IBM's Deep Blue and Google's AlphaGo. IBM's Deep Blue, the chess playing computer that famously defeated world champion Garry Kasparov in 1997, is a classic example of reactive AI. The Deep Blue could evaluate a vast number of possible moves and counter moves in the game, like I spoke some time ago about my experience with playing chess online with the artificial intelligence, with a robot. It could not learn or improve from its own experiences. Now, taking the second example, which is mentioned as Google AlphaGo. AlphaGo developed by DeepMind is a reactive AI that famously defeated the world champion Go player Lee Sedol in 2016. Like Deep Blue, AlphaGo could evaluate numerous possible moves and counter moves in the game of Go. However, it lacked any understanding of the game beyond its programming and could not learn or improve from its past experiences. So, as we know that reactive machines, they are, they work on the current data and do not learn from the past experiences. So now let's move ahead with limited memory AI. So limited memory AI builds upon a reactive AI by incorporating the ability to learn from the historical data to make better decisions in the future. So this type of AI can store past experiences, unlike the reactive machines. And they use them to influence the future actions, making it more advanced and adaptable than reactive AI. So the characteristic of limited memory AI are memory dependent, training required, improved adaptability. So unlike reactive AI, limited memory AI can adapt to new informations and scenarios, making it more versatile in dynamic environments. So now let's take an example of self-driving cars. So autonomous vehicles are a prominent example. The cars are equipped with sensors and cameras that gather continuous information about the environment. They use this data along with the stored information from the previous drivers to make a real-time decision, such as when to stop. I gave you an example of this before when we spoke. The second example you can take of chatbots. They answer your query. We spoke about chatbots also earlier, how it helped me overcome a situation which was more irritating and irritable while my team was, while the team from the bank was not responding to me. I was not able to connect to them. But with the chatbot, it has become a scenario where it's so accessible that it makes me more connected to the services I require. So now, let's talk about the third type AI based on functionalities, which is theory of mind. Developed by Hanson Robotics, Sophia is designed to engage in human-like conversations and simulate emotions through facial expressions and body language. Although her responses are scripted and based on predefined algorithms, Sophia represents an attempt to create robots that can interact socially and recognize emotions. Now, let's move ahead to self-aware AI. The future of artificial intelligence. This AI represents the most advanced and theoretical type of AI, as the name suggests, self-aware. Would possess a level of consciousness similar to that of humans. They would be aware of their own existence, have the ability to form their own beliefs, desires, emotions, and could potentially surpass humans. So the key characteristic of self-aware AI are self-consciousness, autonomous decision-making, and ethical consideration. Now let's take an example of it. Hypothetical advanced AI system. The future AI systems that could possess self-awareness might be capable of introspection, understanding their own state, and making independent decisions based on the self-interest, such as system often depicted in science fictions. So now that we have understood the type of AI based on functionalities, let's go ahead and understand core AI technologies in healthcare.